by Erin Beverly with Gifted Hands Hair Salon. I've loved meeting you today. Great to chat with you and learn more about you. I know you're based in Locust Grove. I'd love to hear about your company, your why, your passion. And we're at the Small Business Expo in Atlanta, so welcome.
Thank you, thank you. About Gifted Hands Hair Salon, we're a one-stop shop. We have barbers in there as well as stylists. We cater to everyone. It doesn't matter the gender or the race. We can do all hair. We do color as well. We do just about everything there.
And you've been the owner for about a year.
I've been an owner for about 7 months now.
Okay, awesome. Congratulations. And how does it work? Why did you want to go into that industry? What's your background? Would love to hear.
So I was already in the industry previously. I've been a barber for over 12 years. I think it's been 12 years now. So
awesome.
It was just time to step up, you know, and I just kept God first, you know, and that's the way we do things.
Where did that passion come from? Were your parents in the business, or did you have friends that were into the, had it? Where did that come from?
Actually, I had a friend. He was in the business. You know, me and him started cutting hair about the same time, and I just took it and ran with it, and it was just like a hustle, you know, and it was something that I was doing as I was going through college, but it became a passion, and I just kept on going with it, and you know, we ran with it, and it's been fruitful.
That's awesome. And so how do you bring in customers? How do you drive all that great traffic?
I used to drive traffic the old way, which was like just going out, meeting people, handing out cars, passing out flyers,
yeah,
and et cetera. But now the times has changed. You have to change with the times. So more towards tailoring like social media marketing and just advertising.
That's awesome. And so do you advertise in the newspaper or online? Or obviously you did a great move by being here.
I do both. So I advertise in the newspaper as well as online. I also do Yelp and Google.
Nice.
And I just try to maximize. I just try to maximize on the opportunity and see which is best fit for the business.
I love it. And so you welcome men, women, any kind of
men,
hair,
women, children, yes.
Children, that's wonderful. And so where can people find you? First your address and then your website.
We is at 103 Bethlehem Road in Locust Grove, Georgia.
Okay.
That's not too far from Tanger Outlet. We're right off of Highway 42. And you said the website?
Yeah.
Currently, right now, I'm revamping everything since I just told you that I have just taken over the business.
Yes.
So I'm just revamping everything. So I don't necessarily have a website.
We can work with you on that too.
Okay. That'll be great.
I know this is going to sound fun and exciting, but I know, are you thinking about opening more locations down the road?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
I think you should be in Johns Creek. I mean, just wonderful food for thought. Not that you have to do that, but it's so populated, and I don't see barbershops there. I don't see, and I know that a lot of people that are corporate or dads or women or whatever, they could use one there.
All right.
So I'm excited about what you're doing. It's so great to meet you today. Mike, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, that explains all the long hair in Johns Creek now.
Exactly.
You know, Erin, back in the 90s, all the women wanted their hair cut like Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
You know, then there was the time when all the boys and the kids wanted their hair cut like Justin Bieber.
Okay.
You know, people come in today, do they say, I want my hair to look like so-and-so? Is there somebody today that's kind of popular?
I don't think there's necessarily one person that's kind of popular, because the entertainment business, it has so many a variety of people now that's like so popular. So, you know, sometimes people come in and they just have their pictures or whatever of somebody that they're, you know what I'm saying, that they
bring
identical
to. Yes, they bring
I
in
do.
A picture.
Yeah, they,
all
they
the
always
time.
Bring
and
yeah. pictures.
They say, make me look like this.
Yes.
And you go, well, I can make your hair look like that.
Yeah,
the rest
is
up to you.
Right,
yeah, that's right. That's
okay,
right.
I got you.
That's awesome. Tell us some other things, anything you want the world to know about you, about your company, your business.
Like I said before, we always just try to keep God first. You know, without God, we wouldn't be able to do it and move forward with anything in life.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to drive more traffic towards the business, you know, and just keep things going as perfectly as possible.
You said that from a very early age, you knew this was something that interested you. You've been doing it for years. You said it was a side hustle kind of thing.
Yes.
Did you ever have to take any formal training, or you just learned on the job doing it over the years? Or did you ever go to an actual beauty school or anything like that to have to learn?
No, so I definitely went to beauty school.
Is that what I don't know if that's what it's called, hair school. I don't know.
Yes, so I definitely went to hair school, beauty school, cosmetology school, whatever you want to call it. I also learned under master barbers as well, and just learning and just experiencing inside shops, you know, inside the shop, and, you know, hands-on. To me, like, hands-on was the best experience to me.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
But you have to go to school, and you have to go to school, and you have to know the things from the book, you know.
You know a good haircut from a bad haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm intimidated right now. Do you ever go up to anybody and, I mean, I don't know how you say you have a bad haircut, but, yeah, hey, you need to come see me?
Yes, sometimes I do.
Depending on the situation.
Oh, my gosh, you're so great. Any thoughts or questions or anything for us at the moment?
I don't think I necessarily have any questions, but I do want to thank you guys for letting me do an interview. You guys are amazing. I love your energy.
Thank you. We love your energy, Aaron, and we look forward to continuing.
But does he love our haircuts?
Oh, no, no. We could probably improve upon
that. That's the question.
No, you actually got a nice haircut.
He's got a great hair.
I got a lot of hair. Yeah. Thank you, Aaron.
Aaron, you're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.